Ever need a little bit of you time, but don't want to be alone? Go over to AdamMail.com and use our promo code AMPOD to get 25% off your order plus free shipping. AdamMail's mission is to provide sex-positive information and the best adult toys and videos from around the globe. Type in AdamMail.com and use our code AMPOD.
Homoground will be turning 10 years old in just a few months, and we have big plans to level up to version 10.0. What's in store, you ask? We want to start releasing new episodes on a bi-weekly schedule, one mixtape format and one interview episode each month. We also want to bring on new producers and more people to the team so we can keep up with all the submissions that we receive. We also want to provide more resources and opportunities for our community to connect. We also want to continue to keep Homoground available for free, as well as our virtual co-working space that inspires collaboration and creativity for our community to use for free. We also want to start offering grants and more paid opportunities to artists. But we can only do these things with the help of our community. Our goal is to reach 100 Patreon supporters by the end of the year so that we have the capacity, resources, and support to launch Homoground 10.0. And we're halfway there, so it's totally possible. If you haven't joined us on Patreon yet, a monthly donation for as little as $1 will help us get us closer to our goal. Every little bit helps us grow. To check out our Patreon and to find out more information and what's in store for Homoground version 10.0, head over to patreon.com/homoground.
Dress. Same ground, different sound. You're listening to Homo Ground. We hope you're doing okay out there. This is Maya McDonald. I'm hosting today's episode, which features my interview with Rhode Island-based musician Young Kai. We spoke early this summer about music, the life of an artist, working out, swimming with dolphins, choosing happiness, and much more. Connect with Young Kai on Instagram and Twitter at Young Kai, YOUNGKAII. Many thanks to Young Kai for her time and the music.
Hello.
Hey, Kai, it's Maya. Well, how are you this morning?
Good. I'm not used to doing interviews in the morning, so this is new to me. I'm good. I ate my bagel and protein shake.
I noticed a what looked like a green smoothie the other day on your Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I was drinking, actually.
What goes into that one?
So I got this whey. It's a clean one. It's a really healthy one, not the one with all the crap in it. You could find them like anywhere, supermarket, whatever. But I add mangoes, strawberries, peaches, and I think that's it. Like 8 cubes of ice. So fruits and I'll add broccoli to it too. The reason why I add broccoli is because I'm trying to block some of the estrogen. So I don't know if you heard of that, but you can actually do that with broccoli if you.
I'd love to know more.
Yeah, so some people take testosterone, but I'm trying to go like all natural. So they say that broccoli and carrots work. I just want to do everything natural. I want to see like how far I can reach my goal, like how close I can get to my goal. Just doing everything naturally. I've been working out a lot. This has been the most I've gone to the gym. I've been going like 5 days a week. So.
Wow.
Everything's new to me. I'm working, exercising parts of my body. I've never exercised before. So I've been like sore, really sore.
That feels so good.
Yeah, it does.
How good are you at push-ups are you?
Push-ups? I'm not even doing push-ups. I'm doing like bench. I do like me and my friend, we do a day of pushing, whatever exercise that, you know, consists of like pushing. And then the next day we do pulling. So, just combine different. I haven't done any push-ups. I'll do like planks sometimes, but I hate those too. Like,
I'm
working on my upper body strength. So.
Time cannot pass like quickly enough when I'm trying to do a plank. It's like a minute has never felt longer in my life.
Yeah. Oh man, I freaking hate it. Like, like I think the longest I've gone was like 50 seconds, and that was before the pandemic. Now it's different. Like, my friend's always like, "Come on, you've done 50 seconds. You can do this again." Like, I'm like, "Nah, I can't." I really can't.
I was like, just now I considered like challenging you to 50 seconds of plank during the interview, but I'm going to pass on it ultimately.
Oh,
as
man,
fun as that would be.
Man, it's too hot right now. I don't have an AC. I really don't want to do that. I want to pass out.
Is it it's sort of like about to be a tropical storm here in Jersey. Is it the same up there?
Yeah, it's going to rain. So it might be a little similar. Yeah. My dad was just asking me like, he was like, "Oh, is it going to rain today?" And then he'll make me like check the forecast, and then he wants to know what time it's going to rain and whatever. I think he's amazed by how you can know when, like what time.
Are you having to do any other like tech, like IT work or stuff? Like, I'm doing a lot of troubleshooting for my parents right now because I'm like living with them during the isolation.
Oh, so the thing with me is my parents, they don't know much English. They know the swear words, of course, but I'm always like translating, or I'm always helping my dad out with errands or whatever. Especially the bills, I help him out with that. He doesn't have a computer, and I pretty much do everything like the online stuff for them.
What language do your parents speak?
Spanish. They were born in Dominican Republic. They met in Puerto Rico. Had my brothers in Puerto Rico, and then they moved out to Rhode Island, and I was born.
Do you ever go to the DR?
Yeah. When did I go? I think it was, I want to say like 2 years ago in September. I had some friends that live in Brooklyn, and I have some friends that live in DR, and one of my friends who lives in Brooklyn, her cousin is having a wedding. So they planned their wedding in DR, and they were like, you guys need to come out here. So we had like a little girlfriend, like get together and stuff, you know. It was fun. I brought one of my cousins from the Bronx, and I think it was her first time going to DR. It was my second time going to DR, but it was her first time, and she loved it. She actually recently hit me up to ask me about the resort that we stayed in and stuff, because she wants to go again. So,
well, I spent the morning listening to a couple of your freestyles, the Drip Too Hard one and Nice for What. Like, a lot of what you're talking about in the Nice for What freestyle, like, really resonated with me about, like, gay stuff, but also like a life dedicated to music and like having to spend money to make money and like this business, right? And like just like music at the end of the day above all else, kind of.
Yeah, I just try to like keep it real, man. Like, people want to hear, it's crazy because people don't want to hear the truth, but then they do, so I just go for it anyway, you know. It's just it was one of those days. I just wanted to like really be real with myself and with other people. That's when you get the best work out of you, you know?
Yeah. It took me like years to realize that, to get over whatever fear I might have had over just like saying what I meant. At the end of the day, it's just like, you got to kind of cut to the chase, I think.
Yeah. It's all about like making sure you're connecting with the right people. They say we have our tribe out there. So that's my goal. Whenever I freestyle, all right, like, I just want to be able to connect with those people that are going to relate to me, or that are, you know, going to relate, or I'm going to relate to them, you know. It's just, it's all about that, connecting with the right people.
Do you feel like people that were fans of yours in the K-Star days have been along for the ride and are mostly with you still?
Yeah, I think so.
That must feel really good.
I have friends, you know, from when I mostly like promoted myself as K-Star, and they're really good, like long time friends. So it's definitely, and then, you know, once in a while, like I'll get people hit me up and they bring up, you know, K-Star. So that's when I know automatically that they've been riding with me for a while.
I'm curious, like, how you sort of like stay the course and like kind of like keep the faith, and how you like might have like found your North Star and stick with it.
So like a lot of something that like I feel like a lot of people don't know about me is that I'm actually a very spiritual person. So I actually like, I meditate a lot. I learned that I don't want to sound like, oh, I'm just avoiding everything that like I don't like, but sometimes that really does help a lot, is to just try to focus on maybe consuming more of what makes you feel good. So it's kind of like just riding like a, hopping on a train or something, whatever you want to call it, that would that'll keep you there, you know, like just going with the flow, just riding it out. Like, I like to consume a lot of what I like, which is, you know, music, or just, you know, even like I'll watch stand-up comedy sometimes, you know, just to get my mind off of things. And I just like being happy. So I'm making the decision that I want to consume more of what is going to keep me happy. And I feel like that's one of my drives, one of my key things to staying motivated.
When you say it like that, it sounds so easy.
Because it is. Like, if you practice it long enough, it becomes extremely easy. because, you know, they say if you do something a certain amount of times, it becomes a habit. So, I mean, there's so many things that you could become a habit to. So why not, you know, make something a habit that's actually good for you? You know, it doesn't always have to be negative.
I get lost for words, baby, when you say my name, when you tell me that you love me and that's never gonna change. But I don't know what to say, wanna tell you that I love you too and I'm here to stay. The effect you got on me's got me tripping, got me slipping, got me weak at my knees.
From the first time I laid eyes on ya, you froze me up just like a freezer. Yeah, had me feeling weak from my knees up, had me falling deep, now I'm even deeper. Don't know what to say, I just know I need ya, wanna squeeze ya. Got me lost for words like I got amnesia. I give you my heart cause baby you
a
keeper.
I get lost for words, baby, when you say my name, when you tell me that you love me and that's never gonna change.
As HomoGround grows and more people are a part of it, there are other things that me, as the founder of HomoGround, I have to think about. I was pretty clueless when it came to all the business and legal stuff. So I asked my bookkeepers at Suzy Q Bookkeeping if I needed to do any legal mumbo jumbo, and they walked me through the process of setting up independent contractors and getting all of my stuff set up in QuickBooks. It made me feel more at ease and less stressed about the business side of things, and it felt good to work with bookkeepers who are a part of the queer community, you know, keeping it in the family, instead of outsourcing these things to corporate companies whose values may not even align with mine. So if you find yourself in need of a bookkeeper, HomoGround uses Suzy Q Bookkeeping, and you can set up a consultation with them by visiting suzyqb.com. That's SUSIEQB.com. Or head over to homoground.com and check out our sponsors page for a direct link.
Have you ever wondered why all the bod pos and self-help representation you see online is so white, cis, thin, able-bodied, and het? I know I have, and I gotta tell ya, I'm not into it. As a queer registered dietitian of color, I believe health and happiness should be accessible to everyone. That's why I created the Body Liberation for All podcast. The journey to self-acceptance and inner peace has a couple of extra steps for LGBTQIA+ and BIPOC folks. But don't worry, my guest and I have got you covered. If you're ready to claim your joy and live your best queer life, stop what you're doing right now and open Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Body Liberation for All. Just how you like it. It's your party. Negativity is not invited for my queer folk, my trans people of color. Let your voice be heard. Look in the mirror and say that it's time to put me first.
When you like close your eyes, do you imagine yourself like on stage or in a studio or like making stuff? Like when I close my eyes, I go to music a lot and like ideas about that stuff. I'm curious what that looks like for you.
Yeah, like to be completely honest with you, I see myself being interviewed, which is probably why I've like, maybe I've manifested interviews and stuff.
This is the dream right now? It's happening?
Yeah, like I feel like it's slowly happening, you know, like I'm on my way there, like I'm slowly building it. So yeah, like I just, that's one of the things. And what else do I picture? Like just feeling free, like when you're making music, like being able to wake up and say, okay, today I'm doing what I love to do, you know, like. And it makes me, I don't know, it makes you so relaxed. It makes me feel happy. I love it. I do a lot of that, too. I actually, it's funny that you asked me that because I do a lot of, like, daydreaming. I do that also when I'm writing, too. So that's one of the things that help me write.
What's your writing process like these days?
It used to be straight out writing, but I like to listen to beats now. I have a lot of like producer friends and they send me beats and stuff, and I just let the beat kind of decide what's going to be the topic. Like once I get, I want to say the hook. So, well, it depends. Like I don't always start off with the hook. Sometimes it depends on what my mood is. I might just start writing a verse. And, you know, either or is going to give me the idea of what the rest of the song is going to sound like.
I'm always really curious about how songs get from, like, the start of an idea to the finished track. So once you get a beat and you write out some initial ideas, do you bounce that stuff back and forth with your producers and then eventually it's just kind of done?
No, I just kind of, like, I write it. I don't like to show people my work until done. Like I don't know what it is about that. Like I do it sometimes, you know, because especially when someone's asking me, like for example, my brother Hitta, who I did one of the songs called What's the Move, he featured me on it, but he was excited to hear my verse, you know, but I wasn't done with it yet. So but I let him hear something, but I usually like to wait until I'm done with it. Because I don't know, I guess it's like an insecurity thing, maybe. Maybe I feel like if you don't listen to the whole thing, you're not really going to catch the vision that I'm going for, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
So, yeah, maybe that's why I don't like doing that. But at the same time, I can't wait. I'm also excited because I want to think about it.
I can't think of like many things that feel better than making a song.
Yeah, me neither.
I wondered if we could talk about the latest track you released, Memories, a little bit. Do you write from personal experience? Is this about a person?
Oh yeah, always.
Do you ever run into that thing where they know? They're like, "Why did you write this song?"
Yeah, I mean, there's like a million ways, man, to write a song. So I feel like that the topics are out there. It's just, you know, how is it gonna impact the listener? You know, memories it was one of those things, man. Like that, you just had to get out, you know, because it's bottled in, and you just want to get it out. I wrote a lot of love songs. Like I wrote a whole love album called This Is Love, and I never imagined in a million years that I was gonna write a love song, never mind like an album. Cause I was like a hardcore rapper, you know what I mean? Like it was all like mainly like gangster rap type stuff. So I used to find it difficult to write a love song, but I guess maybe back then I was kind of forcing it, and that's why it wasn't coming out of me. But then, you know, after some years and going through a bunch of experiences, it became a lot easier.
So you like turned into a big softie?
I don't think so. I think more like just more wise, more experienced, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a phase that's why, like, I think I wrote so many love songs too. One, I was in the middle of, like, I was at a fork. Like, I had just chosen my path, basically, and then that's when all those love songs came out. Because I was still trying to decide who I was, you know? So when I finally decided, when I finally figured it out, I guess I had all of that to let go of, you know.
Are you working on any new music right now? Or, like, what does your creative life look like during the virus moment?
Yeah, I'm always working on new stuff. I have stuff that's already recorded, but I want to, like, add the, you know, those last touches to it. I'm just still trying to just figure out how I'm going to present it to people. So I think that's like my main focus right now. That and, you know, just getting the word out for the song Memories. And then I sent out like some beats for some artists. So I'm just waiting on that too. So I'm like multitasking with the music stuff. Like I have stuff done that I'm still kind of touching up, and then I have stuff that I'm just started. So I'm kind of like all over the place right now, but I feel like, you know, as long as I'm working on music, it's all good.
How good at like keeping your musical ideas like organized are you? Like I'm asking because I only realized like 5 years ago that would make my life way easier if I had like a system.
What's crazy is that I was just thinking about that yesterday, because I don't have a system.
It makes life so much harder.
Yeah, so that's what I'm actually working on. Like I said, I'm all over the place, so I'm trying to look at how I'm gonna, you know, like I need to create a system. Like I'm in the process right now of creating a system. So if you have any tips, let me know.
I'll let you know. I'll check back with you too.
Cool.
See if you figured it out. So life sounds okay for you right now. Like working out, eating broccoli, working on music.
Yeah.
Hey, how was? Sorry if it's creepy to like have looked at your Instagram deeply, but how was swimming with dolphins?
It was awesome. It was amazing. No, you should like deeply look into my Instagram more often. You know, I don't mind that.
Some good stuff there.
But I've always wanted to swim with dolphins, man. It was like that was on my bucket. It was on my bucket list, so. It was life changing. I want to do it again.
Someday.
They tell me, they were telling me like, you know, just cause you can't like be like, you could, you know, scare them. So you got to be careful. Cause you know, if you scare them, they could probably say. I don't know. I was sweet. It was a young male dolphin, the one that I was petting and doing tricks with. But they're really soft. Like,
that's so wholesome. Them, you know? Like,
yeah, I just love dolphins, man. Like, they say they're the humans of the sea, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, I love dolphins.
Is there anything else on your bucket list that you can publicly share?
I gotta check back actually on my bucket list, man.
Okay, maybe time to like rewrite it.
I think one of them is like I think it was scuba diving or something like that. And I think another one is actually learning how to swim first, though.
That seems like a good first step.
I'm not a swimmer at all. But a lot of the stuff that's on my bucket list, it's things that I want to learn.
Yeah, I know. There's not enough time in the day to learn everything.
Like, if I could just dedicate at least a month or something, or at least one thing every month to learning something, that would be, like, amazing. I love learning. It's fun.
Is there anything else that is, like, coming up for you in the coming, like, weeks and months that you want to make sure people know about on the podcast, or like the best places for people to connect with you? I don't know if it's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah, like Instagram and Twitter. Those are the probably two places you'll get the quickest reply if you hit me up, you know. I'm definitely gonna be working on some more visual stuff. So definitely expect more music videos, you know. Make sure to follow me on YouTube, subscribe to my channel, because I'll definitely be uploading more visuals. And I think me and Ed are going to be working on a music video for the What's the Move song that's out. But yeah, definitely basically like more visuals, and I'm still working on music, so you'll definitely hear more music from me. Just, you know, due to the whole, like, virus thing, I'm not sure what the shows are going to be looking like, but definitely connect with me, because I always update, you know, ahead of time. So, yeah, hit me up.
Have you been doing any live streams or, like, Instagram Live or anything?
I haven't done any. I probably did one, like, I want to say, like, a month ago. I was talking about this product. It's an all-purpose cleaner. I know the owner of it, and we actually did like a little demonstration video on IG. I'll probably be linking for him again, but it's a really cool product, though. You should check it out. Like, it cleans, it's supposed to clean everything. Like, I've cleaned, I tried like one of my sneakers and stuff, and some places around the house, but it really does like whiten or whatever you're trying to, you know, clean up or whatever. It's pretty neat.
You're a good salesperson.
You think so?
Yeah, totally. I'll buy whatever.
I just try to like try it out, you know, like I just try to experiment, you know. I like experimenting. So if you hit me up with something that you think it works, and I try and it works, man, like, why not, you know?
Thank you so much for the conversation today.
Thank you for having me.
Watching TV, I'm barely paying attention when she tell me that she missed me. And every time she called, I would say, baby girl, I'm too busy. And I ain't gon' lie, took for granted the time you were with me. You used to wanna kiss me, now you wanna diss me, cause now you think you found someone that could do you better. Now you acting brand.
trying to do when I ask for us to get back together? What's to make it shine together? But now another girl got what you could have had, so it's whatever. Used to have love for you, now all I have left are these stupid memories.
For you, after all of this shit that I did for you, if I had to think, I would
think.
Yo, I got plans on going pro, so when I make it big, that's all you gonna know. We ain't have no kids, a few friends, mutual.
Yeah.
So I ain't have a problem telling you you could go. It's not working out. You said this weeks ago. I wanted to work it out, separated, still speaking. No, I remember the first time you said you loved me so. I repeated you like an echo. That we will be good together forever, but forever is never. It seems, or maybe we just were never meant to be. Glad I'm done with all the negativity, ma. I want for you, you want for me, nah.
Girl, now all I have left are these stupid memories of the way things used to be between you and me, girl. Now all I have left are these stupid memories of the way things used to be between you and me.
Flashback.
Homoground is made possible by our sponsors and our Patreon supporters. Shoutouts go to Aisling, Kellen Marie Goler, Maggie, SW Drop, Trumpet Walm, Kai Dorothy, Aaron White, Catherine Wapple, Aaron Niles, Melissa Rogers, Mayor Joyce, Carlin Janice, Michael Casper, Jamie Rosenberg, Gilda Barnett, Jacob, Megan Hargroder, Lars Brown, Victoria Ray, Carlos and Alita, Vin Pitcher, They Frey, Mark Senumbrino, Les Hangout, Lynn Thomas, Joseph Jones, Marino Benedetto, Thomas Kula, Stephen Nance, Joseph Martin, Kim Baglieri, Chris Lane, Corey, Brian Shields, Queer Public, D, Lucenti, J, Ashley Amon, and Michael Bacon. If you want to hear your name shouted out in an upcoming episode of Homoground, check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/homoground. We've got other goodies like stickers and a limited amount of our time capsules, which contains relics of queer music history in the forms of CDs, buttons, stickers, pins, and more. Check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/homoground. This episode of Homoground was produced by Maya McDonald, who also conducted the interview with Young Kai. You can check out Maya's work, including her music project, Kid in the Attic, at mayamcdonald.com. Also, mark your calendars for December 20th. We'll be having a virtual winter social. It's just an opportunity for the Homoground community to come together and connect and chat with one another. Also, if you're looking for ways to connect before then, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, Homoground holds a virtual co-working and creative space called Focus Time. You can come and work on work or your creative projects or boring things like cleaning out your inbox or cleaning your apartment, whatever it is that you need to do and might be a little bit more fun doing it amongst queer community. So check out homoground.com/focustime for the schedule and links to sign up. If you're interested in knowing more about what goes on behind the scenes of Homoground and running an independent podcast, check out our Patreon-only updates at patreon.com/homoground. We hope everyone is being kind to themselves and to others, and we'll see you next time.